and welcome back to the Lucky Girl Podcast, your go-to podcast for creating your dream life. I'm your host, Lexi Prieto, and I hope you are ready to enter your luckiest era ever. Welcome back, Lucky Girls. I am so excited to talk about this episode. Guys, I'm so excited. This is such a full circle moment for this episode. If you know, you know. About a year ago, I recorded an episode called Figuring Out Forgiveness. And that episode was a very big hit with you guys. You guys loved the episode. I had some people on that episode that kind of gave their take on what forgiveness is. And I think that it is so funny and so ironic, and I will get into that in a little bit. But I am very, very excited to update this episode a year later. Welcome to episode 51, Figuring Out Forgiveness a Year Later. Before we get fully into this episode, if you want to stay up to date on everything podcast, see the weekly recaps, know what we're going to be talking about in the upcoming weeks, I implore you to follow the Lucky Girl Instagram. It is going to be at Lucky Girl Pod. That is LuckyGirlPod, Lucky Girl Pod. If you want to follow my personal Instagram, stay up to date on the Lucky Girl's life, everything that I'm doing, my fashion, my daily life. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it is going to be at Lexi G Prieto. That is going to be LexiGPrieto. Now that we have our Instagrams out of the way, I do also want to remind you guys that I have a YouTube, Pinterest, and TikTok that are all under the same handle. Once again, that is Lexi G Prieto. If you do not wish to use your search bar and search on every single social media platform, good thing I have a Beacons link in my bio on Instagram. So once you follow me on Instagram, click the Beacons link. It'll send you to all my other forms of social media. I am actually vlogging right now for you guys. In this entire day, I am vlogging a productive day with me where I am recording with you guys. So can you guys say hi to the vlog? And then I also have a couple other things to do that if you want to see, follow me on YouTube. But I don't know if you heard that little chime, but that was actually my vlog camera because I'm vlogging for you guys. But now that we have all of that out of the way, first things first, I want to ask you guys if you hear a difference in quality. I want you guys to leave a review if you hear a difference in quality, because I did get a new setup and I'm actually kind of nervous that the quality is going to be worse than it has been. So I want you guys to let me know if you like the old quality. I will go back to the old setup, or if this quality is crisper and clearer and exactly what you need for a podcast episode. Because one of my biggest pet peeves when I listen to podcasts is when I have to turn the radio up all the way just to hear them talk. So let me know what you think, because you guys are the people who know way better than I do. So let me know if it's going through your speaker as well, if you guys like it. Keep me updated, okay, guys? But now that we have the social medias out of the way, let's go ahead and hop into our Lucky Girl segments of the week. Guys, I am very, 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 very excited to talk about what has been going on in my life. It's not all good things, I will say that. And I think this is just also a reminder that the bad happens so that the good can shine brighter. So this past week, I was actually kind of going through a low point in the last couple of months. I have been feeling very, very good. I've been feeling strong and happy, and, you know, I've been feeling confident. And then these last couple weeks, I think maybe it was because I missed my family. And when I left Virginia, I just realized how much I miss my family, and I haven't experienced being homesick in like 4 or 5 years, because even when I moved to California, I never felt homesick because I hated Florida. But when I went to visit my family in Virginia and, you know, to see the lives that they have, to see the families they have, it made me so homesick and it made me miss them so much. So I think I kind of just went into a rut afterwards. And we are now, it's been almost a month since I went to see them. So it's been a while. And it was only last week that I was like, no, Lexi, you know, you have to just lock in. You have to reset, restart, because you can't just sit here and be sad and just wallow. So I decided that this week is my weekly reset for the month. It is a brand new month. Happy November. I'm so excited for it to be November. November is probably my favorite month out of the year, just because the weather is so nice. It rains in California a little bit, which, you know, I love the rain. And it is just such a good month. and good things always happen to me in November. So I'm very excited for that. I did a Sunday reset last Sunday. When you're listening to this podcast, it'll be the Sunday before that, which we uploaded the episode 50, Winning the Winter Arc, if you want to listen to that as well. But that same day, I did a Sunday reset. I literally deep cleaned my living space. I bought flowers. I did so much work. I'm so proud of myself, actually. I edited an entire vlog. I did all of the thumbnails for the upcoming vlogs that are going to come out in this month. I pre-stacked so many things in regards to YouTube and the podcast as well. I planned out things for the podcast for the end of the year, because I'm thinking, which this is an Lucky Girl exclusive, I'm thinking about revamping the podcast and doing a new cover art, and doing some things with that, shooting some, promotional content. So I've been planning that out. It was such a good day. It was also perfect weather. I went to a coffee shop as well, and I just had so much fun. It felt so good. I got some good content as well. So honestly, that day was the pivotal point in my week, because I was like, okay, Lexi, reset, restart, remind yourself how capable you are of doing the things you want to do, how capable you are of greatness. And I just locked in, and it was so much fun. I've been working on my mental health a lot as well. I've been journaling a ton. I feel like for me personally, right now, what I keep on finding myself going through is feeling devalued within my relationships, within my friendships, even within myself, feeling like I'm not focusing on myself the way I should be. So something that I'm very, very proud of myself that I've been working on for the past couple weeks is detaching from people, experiences, and, you know, just situations where I do not feel valued. And instead of tagging along and keeping with those situations and whatever it may be, relationships, staying there just so I have companionship or I have XYZ and I, you know, whatever I'm gaining in whatever way, staying there only because of that, even though I'm losing so much, because I'm losing myself in a sense, because I feel devalued and I feel like people don't, the situations, they don't care about me. So with that being said, I have been really focusing on that. And this week especially, I have just been doing such a good job of asking myself in every situation that I get put in, in every relationship, friendship or otherwise that I'm in, to just ask myself, am I gaining something from this? Am I feeling valued? Am I growing as a person in this? And if the answer is no, then detaching from that and slowly removing myself from these situations, which I'm very, very proud of. Halloween also just passed, and I was a little kitty cat for Halloween. I actually went absolutely nowhere, not a single place dressed up for Halloween, because I had plans and then they got canceled. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take this night for myself. I had worked that morning anyway, so I was kind of tired. And I was like, okay, it's going to be a lucky girl night. We're going to do what we want to do. So I changed out of my Halloween costume. I put on very, very comfy clothes, and I went to get poke and journal in my favorite city in all of California, Southern California, at least, Claremont. I had so much fun. It was so peaceful and revitalizing, and I genuinely, probably one of the best Halloweens I've had, actually. And it was just because it was so gentle and revitalizing, and it was great. I felt so good. So now that we have the weekly recap out of the way, let's go ahead and talk about our lucky girl obsessions. Guys, I am actually so excited. And I talked about this in the vlog that I'm recording today that you will see probably in a couple weeks. I talked about my lucky girl obsessions, both of them. And the first one is a YouTuber. She has been my comfort YouTuber. I am obsessed with her content. She is the aesthetic queen of fall and of quiet luxury and just a gentle type of like productive weekly vlogs. She really makes me want to get my ass in gear and really fight for my dreams and be a full-time content creator and just love the things that I'm passionate about. And her name is Annika. Annika on YouTube. She also has BookTube. So she reads her books and she talks about them, which I obviously love reading. And that is actually my next lucky girl obsession, is reading as well. But I think Annika kind of lit that fire back in me to read, because the way she's so passionate about the book she reads, and like she's like, please read this, it's so good, and she like explains it, and it just makes me want to read everything she's reading. But she has been my comfort YouTuber. I watch her when I'm eating, when I'm getting ready, everything, and she has so many vlogs, so I feel like I am fed with her. So it is so good. I highly recommend watching her. Once again, her name is Annika on YouTube. And then my second lucky girl obsession, I already told you guys, is reading. More specifically, I've been reading this book, which is a YA sci-fi fantasy book, I guess you can call it. It's about fallen angels. It's called Hush Hush. It's actually an older book. If you grew up anytime in high school during the 2010s and up, you have probably read this book. It is a 4-book series. It is about fallen angels, and it's revolving around this girl named Nora Gray. She gets a new biology partner named Patch. And Patch, something about Patch isn't really right, you know? Like, he's just smug, and he just kind of has this way about him that intrigues Nora and makes her want to learn more about him. But he also has this air of danger about him. And Nora's dad had recently passed away from a murder a couple months prior to the start of the book, so she already feels very standoffish against things that make her nervous, makes her scared, but she feels this magnetic pull to Patch, and she wants to learn more about him. As the book progresses, she learns that he is not of this world, and he is actually a fallen angel. And as much as she doesn't want to be around him because she knows he's dangerous, she feels pulled towards him. And this book is so good, guys. Honestly, it is a 10 out of 10 read for me. I remember loving the entire series when I read it in high school. So I'm still on the first book. I'm getting through it. I have dedicated and devoted myself to finishing this book series by the end of this year, so I can say that I finished a book series, because honestly, I've been reading one-off books so much. I finished The Bell Jar. I finished Everything I Know About Love by Dolly Alderton, the memoir, and I just really, really, really want to finish a book series. I thought Caraval was going to be it, but it wasn't, because I'm stuck on the second book, but I digress. Let's move on from my reading obsessions and move on to my what has made me feel lucky this week. I am so excited, guys. What has made me feel the most lucky is something that I'm so passionate about, something that I love more than I've ever loved anything when it comes to fitness, is, drumroll please, I have gotten back into spin class. Guys, you guys know, if you are avid listeners of the podcast, in the beginning of this podcast, when I first started it, I was telling you guys all about how passionate I am about spin, how much I love it, how one of my goals in life is to be a spin instructor. And then when I moved November of last year, I fell completely off of spin class, because I moved away from my spin class that I normally go to, that I loved. I moved away from it. So I stopped doing spin. I started going back to the gym and getting into cardio, getting into running, getting more into lifting weights and stuff like that. But I honestly just fell off of my fitness game this entire year. As much as I loved it last year, is how much I felt indifferent to it this year. I was just like, meh. I was kind of forcing myself to go because I knew it would be good for my mental health as well as my body, and like daily movement is so important. So I was kind of forcing myself to go, but I wasn't passionate about anything that I was doing. Cause first of all, running, as fun as it is, and as much as like you work up a sweat, it hurts so bad, and you end up so sore, your knees hurt, your joints hurt. So the next day I would be like, I'm not doing anything. I don't want to go anywhere. And the gym that I go to is a box gym. Like, it is a, it's not a brand. That's not the word I'm looking for. It's like a line. I go to 24 Hour Fitness in Southern California, and there's a lot of them near me, but every single one I went to had the worst spin rooms I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, the one I go to now, actually, I've learned to love the spin room, but normally in 24 Hour Fitness, back in Orange County when I lived there, their spin rooms were so nice, and they have these like blue LED lights that you can turn the regular lights off, and just, it literally felt like you were in a spin class. So whenever I couldn't make it to Grit Cycle, I would just do a solo spin class by myself at the gyms, right? And I loved them. All the three that I would go to in when I lived in Orange County that were all by me, they all had perfect spin classes for me. And then I moved to where I'm at now, and there's three more gyms. I guess technically I only go to two, but there's three more gyms that they have the worst spin studios I've ever seen in my entire life. The first one that I go to now, that is like 2 minutes from my house, has no blue light, which sucks, which means it's always bright LED there, and it's like just god awful. It feels like hospital lighting. And then I went to a second one recently that I'd never been to, and that one was so god awful. And then the third one actually has a good spin studio. It is tucked away in the corner, blue lighting, really cool, bunch of spin bikes, full length mirrors. So excited. They have it locked every goddamn time I go there. And I actually asked about it. I was like, hey, do I have to ask you guys to unlock the spin studio? Or like, is there a time I should be coming to be able to use the spin studio? And the guy at the front desk was like, yeah, people were going in there and using the weights, like pulling weights in there and then making it a mess. So we kind of just stopped letting people in there. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to use the spin bikes. Can I go in there? And he was like, yeah, no, I guess one person just ruined it for everyone. I was like, come on, guys, come on. Like, all I wanted was to go to the spin studio. So I have been going back to the one closest to my house that doesn't have the best spin studio, but I'm learning to love it. And I was actually talking to my sister Gracie about this, about you can't just let things slip you by because it's not the perfect thing you could wish for. It's not the perfect spin studio, but it has a bike and it has a mirror, and I have myself and I have my music. So I have been getting back into it, and I actually have been really, really loving it. And I've been doing a lot of solo sessions. I did find that there is a spin class not near me. It's like 20 minutes away, 25 actually, but it's like 10 miles-ish that I think I'm going to try to get into if I make more time for that. But that is what has made me feel lucky this week. As much as I just talk shit about the spin studios, I have had so much fun, and I've been really, really enjoying getting back into spin. I've been doing it 5 days a week, and it's been so fun. But now that we have the Lucky Girl segments out of the way, it is time to get into this episode. Possibly one of my favorite episodes of the year that I'm going to be recording, because it is just so sentimental to be recording this. Welcome to episode 51, Figuring Out Forgiveness a Year Later. Okay, guys, so to start off this episode, I actually wanted to give you guys the dictionary definition of forgiveness, because I think obviously we grow up knowing the word forgiveness. When we are kids and we do something we're not supposed to do, we have to say sorry to your parents, and that's forgiveness, and we have to hope that they have forgiveness. If you're raised in a good household, obviously, your parents hopefully taught you how important forgiveness is. But for me personally, forgiveness was something that was not easily won, and it was something that required a lot of begging, which is kind of sad. I've talked about my childhood before, though, in the podcast. I'm not going to get into it again right now. But forgiveness in the dictionary is to stop feeling angry or resentful towards someone for an offense, flaw, or mistake. So whenever I think about forgiveness, I always thought that I had to be completely just at a ground level. Like, I'm not feeling angry anymore. And that's exactly what it is, to stop feeling angry or resentful towards somebody for doing something, for an offense or flaw or mistake. But for me personally, I feel like last year when we talked about this, I really was struggling with that, because I was going through losing my relationship with my dad. I was going through a friendship breakup. I was going through a lot where I was just angry at the way that people were treating me. And it was the first time in my life that I was making the conscious decision to walk away from people if they are not treating me the way that I deserve to be treated. But with that, there was a lot of resentment where I was just angry, that I was like, how dare they do these things to me, that I can't have them in my life anymore, because obviously I want a father figure in my life. I want my dad to be my dad, and I want my dad to, you know, have a relationship with me and be able to call my dad and be like, guess what? So when I lost that, I was so angry and I was so resentful that I was like, how can it be that I'm the unlucky one that doesn't get a relationship with the only parent in my life, right? It was also, I was going through a friendship breakup, that I was frustrated with, how dare they treat me like this? How dare they? I deserve better. I deserve better, which I do, and I know I do. But to recap last year, I had told you guys that it was something that I struggled with, but ultimately knew that to forgive is for yourself and no one else. And I'm going to be very honest with you guys. When I recorded that episode last year, I was being the biggest liar I have ever been, because I had forgiven nobody in my life. I was holding on to so much anger and resentment and just frustration towards anyone that did me wrong. I was so angry. I was so bitter. When I recorded that episode, I remember saying, oh, I know that forgiveness is for me, and like, that's why I forgive people so easily. No, I was such a liar. But I can say with full confidence this year, I have genuinely learned what it means to forgive somebody. And the irony of this episode is that the last episode that was called Figuring Out Forgiveness had some people on it that are no longer in my life. And they are the main source and main reason as to why I learned how to forgive this year. And I think it's so funny, and it's actually so cosmically connected. And you gotta laugh sometimes at the universe, because I swear it's trying to make us giggle. But the universe put this person, these people actually, two people, in my life for a reason. And the fact that they are on the podcast, which I don't put anybody on the podcast, they're on the podcast, and I trusted them, and I cared for them, and I love them enough to let them into this sacred space for me, because this podcast is my entire life. And the episode that they were on was about forgiveness. And I actually listened to that episode back a couple weeks ago, because I knew I was going to do this episode. And it's still a very good episode. And those people who are no longer in my life, I still enjoy the things that they had said in the episode. I think that they had very good perspectives on forgiveness, and I hope it helps somebody out there. But the irony is, those people who are no longer in my life, the situations that we went through are actually the reason I learned how to forgive this year, because I learned how to forgive them, which is actually very funny and very ironic, and once again, very cosmically connected. But I wanted to talk about that, because that is a very big thing, and I'm going to be very careful about what I say within this situation, because I know that they are humans, and I know that they don't want their entire, this situation just displayed on social media for everyone to hear, which I agree. Like, I think that's messy. I've talked about this situation before, and I try to tread very, very lightly. I'm very healed from this situation. Let me start there. I'm very healed from the situation. I wish them the absolute best in life. I hope that they grow and become better versions of themselves. And I hope that they also learned how to forgive within the situation we went through in regards to me as well. But this year has been my journey of implementing forgiveness. And October of last year, I went through the situation with those people where I was very, very, very betrayed. My heart was broken. I was so sad, and I felt so deeply hurt, and I was so deeply resentful towards them. I was so angry. And it was a situation where it was kind of a tough situation, where I was still seeing them every single day, and we were trying to be cordial and, you know, trying to still be friends or whatever. But the betrayal was so deep that I noticed myself just being resentful towards them and harboring this anger and this hurt. But every time I would see them, I'd be like, I'm fine. I'm healed. I'm okay. Like, no, Lexi, you're a liar. That's what you are, because you are not okay. And you were trying to save face. So last year, I really, really, really started working on my healing journey, because after I went through that heartbreak, that betrayal, whatever you would want to call it, after I went through that, I realized how time consuming it is to be resentful towards somebody, especially somebody who's not in your life anymore. So what I learned this year is a couple things. The first thing I learned is that your healing journey has absolutely no timeline. Please, 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 please do not feel like you need to be healed within a certain amount of time, because I guarantee you, when you're looking at, if there's multiple people in a situation and you still have some access to their life, and you're looking at their life and you're like, oh, they look so healed, like they seem like they're doing so much better in life, and I'm still hurting over this, I guarantee you they probably aren't. I guarantee you they're probably masking their hurt. And if you were important to them in any way, just as in this situation that I went through, I know I was important to them. I know that they deeply cared about me just as deeply that I cared about them. And I know that it didn't take 2 days for them to get over it. I know that there are ways to distract yourself from things. And I know that there are situations that, you know, you can just pretend to move on from until you eventually like forget about it. But don't think that just because they are, quote, healed and feel like they're fine and, like, you know, they seem like on social media they're happy or, like, whatever it is, that you have to be the same way, because you absolutely don't. And there are chances that you feel things much deeper than other people, especially, you know, if you're a listener of this podcast, I feel like you're probably similar to me and you want the same things in life, which means you're probably a very passionate person, which I award you for. And I think it's so beautiful. And being passionate is such a gift from the universe, and it's such a strong, like, a strength to hold on to. But I don't want you to feel weak. I don't want you to feel sad if it's taking you longer to forgive somebody, if it's taking you longer in your healing journey. Because I'm going to tell you what, the situation I went through last year that I went through literally was a month long. Like, the situation lasted a month. I healed from it for an entire year. It took me, not an entire year, probably like 9 months, but it took me a very, very, very long time to genuinely and truthfully feel healed. And the reason I had felt healed is because I completely cut off communication, like anything with the situation that I was in. I was harboring so much resentment and so much anger. And it was also because I was comparing my healing journey to the people that were involved in this situation as well, you know? And when I had finally decided to remove myself from their social medias, remove them from my social medias, block out anything that could ever happen with them, not talk to our mutual friends about what's going on in my life, distance myself so fully that they have absolutely no outlet for me, which also is kind of a downfall of having social media, having the podcast, having YouTube, because you can't block them on those things. So they still technically, I guess, have outlets to me if they really want to listen to the podcast or, you know, watch my YouTube channel. They still have outlets to me. But I no longer worry about them. They are no longer my burden to bear. Like I said in the beginning, I do genuinely wish them a lifetime of happiness. I wish them growth and healing. And I am so, so, so grateful that I went through the situation I went through, because it taught me how to forgive. It taught me that forgiveness is something that you cannot let your ego in, you know? To forgive somebody is to let your ego go, because I wanted to say that forgiveness is not complete absolution of guilt. Because for me in the beginning, I thought that if I forgave this person and if I was like, yeah, it's okay, then that equated to it's okay that you did what you did, which it wasn't. And I didn't want them to be like, oh, then I can do it again and I can treat you like this and it just makes sense and I'm going to hurt another person like this. I wanted them to know, and I guess maybe this is also the savior complex in me that I'm working on, but I wanted them to know that what they did was not okay. So I thought that if I was just angry and resentful and be like, whatever, just frustrated with them and like, whatever, da da da, that they would realize that what they did was wrong. But the truth behind that is they don't need any help from you to feel that way. Because if they don't feel that way, if they don't feel like they did anything wrong, anything you do is not going to change that. You being angry and resentful is not going to change that. They're just going to be like, oh, that makes sense why I did that, because they're a bad person, because they're angry and they have negative emotions, whatever. When you genuinely take out your ego and realize that to forgive them has nothing to do with them and everything to do with yourself, that's when you start those stepping stones of truly, genuinely forgiving somebody. Because like I said, in the beginning, I was so resentful. I was talking to all our mutual friends about how much I was hurt and how angry I was, knowing that it would get back to them, knowing that the person that did that would start feeling so bad for themselves. And then, like, honestly, probably 2 or 3 months into feeling this way, I was like, Lexi, first of all, you are so much better than this. You are so much better than this. Your entire life purpose is to make people feel good about themselves. It's to make people grow and find kinder facets of themselves. And the fact that you're just egging this on, this person that hurt you, and you're just like basically standing there in their face metaphorically and being like, you hurt me. You should know that you hurt me. I hope you feel terrible that you hurt me. Lexi, you are so much better than that. When I had that realization, I stopped talking about it. I stopped being angry about it. And that is when I started truly realizing the growth that I had felt, realizing the reason that I went through this, and the fact that the universe or God or whomever wanted me to learn how to forgive from this situation was just, immaculate because I was like, they were on the forgiveness episode and then their purpose in my life, their purpose for that heartbreak was to forgive. It was just absolutely insane. And the growth was so crazy. So I want to remind you that it is not an absolution of guilt for them to forgive them. It is not you saying it is okay that you hurt me. It is okay that what you did, like what you did is okay. And it wasn't bad. That's not what I'm saying. If what they did was bad, then what they did was bad. And I'm sure they recognize that because if they're good people in any way, they will know that what they did wasn't okay. But it is also not you just letting go of that, you know? For me personally, I feel like forgiveness comes when you decide that they have no outlook in your life anymore. They have no purpose in your life. That is exactly what I wrote down for this. I said that the peak of healing, the peak of forgiveness is removing. For me personally, ego cannot be in forgiveness. Ego has to have nothing to do with forgiveness because when we were still trying to be friends in this situation and I was still trying to navigate that, they were still on my social medias and I found myself doing things hoping that they would see, oh, she's living her best life. Oh, she's happy. Oh, she's not hurt over this, like whatever. And I was hoping that they'd feel terrible and I was hoping that they'd notice or like whatever, you know? So the peak of healing is when you let your ego go and start removing. You know, I removed, like I said, I can't remove every form because the podcast and YouTube is open for all, but what I can control is what I removed. I removed them from my Instagram, my social medias, because I had realized that I cannot spend my life performing for them because that is not forgiveness. That is me trying to make them feel bad, me trying to make them feel a certain type of way. That is not what I meant for. So the peak of healing for me was removing and I started living my life, my best life for me and realizing that like my life did get better after that situation. And it wasn't in spite of them. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't, haha, like you did me wrong and look how great I am now. Most of it honestly was because of them, because we went through what we went through. I was able to look inside myself. I felt the need to really, really grow as a person and expand my confidence and my love for myself. And that's what made me be where I'm at now, where I am genuinely, genuinely, truthfully in love with myself, in love with my life, in love with, you know, my outlook and just where I'm at in life. I'm genuinely, genuinely, genuinely in love with it. And it was because of this situation that I went through it. I also wanted to say that you are completely allowed to go through periods of anger. It doesn't mean you're not completely healed. Because for me, when I genuinely remember the moment it kind of clicked in my brain that I felt healed. It was May of this year. I went skydiving with a friend and, you know, prior to this, anything that I did, anything big or anything that was like a bucket list, I would always think like, oh my God, what can I do to make them see, make them know that this happened in my life? What can I do? Like, should I, like whatever form that the outlet they still had to me, I was like, should I talk to our mutual friends and be like, oh yeah, like I did this, I did that, hoping that they would tell them about it. Like, what should I do? When I went skydiving, I felt no need for that because prior to that, like that whole month, I had moved departments. So I was no longer around them. I was healing from the situation privately. I was talking to you guys. I was talking on the Lucky Girl podcast about the positivity that came out of that. And it was kind of just clicking in my brain. I was journaling about it. And when I went skydiving, not once did I think, oh, I have to tell somebody so that it gets back to them so they know I'm living my best life. I just remember thinking that I'm so excited to look back on the things that I'm posting and, you know, the YouTube, the vlog that I posted and the podcast talking about it that I posted. I'm so excited to look back when I'm 60, 70, 80 and just be like, oh my God, Lexi, like when in your 20s, you went skydiving. How cool is that? I didn't think about them once. And probably like weeks later is when I was like, oh, it literally just was a random Tuesday. Nothing exuberant happened. Nothing, you know, nothing insane happened to just make me shift to feel like I forgave them. I just did. And I just was like, okay, I don't feel angry anymore. I don't feel resentful. The only thing I feel is like, I wish them the best. And I really, really mean that. And when I realized that, I was like, maybe the truth behind forgiveness is that you have nothing to do with it. You just genuinely have to go through your days and take time for yourself, work on yourself, choose yourself, and eventually that growth and that work and that knowledge that you expand will do the forgiveness for you. You know, like, if you won't have anything to do with it, it's not going to be a turn of a page. It's not going to be something that you, a specific action that you have to do to forgive them. It just kind of happens. And you kind of wake up one day and realize that, like, what you went through, whether it be big or small, something that you had to forgive, it's now just a moment in your past and it's a reason for your growth. And I think that's genuinely what I've learned in this year. A year later, what I have learned is that forgiveness comes easy when you choose yourself. Forgiveness comes easy when you stop feeling like you have to do things to forgive them. Choose yourself. Focus on yourself. Know that what you are doing in life is for you. And eventually, it may take months, it may take years, but eventually, it'll be a random Tuesday. You'll wake up and be like, I've been living for myself. I'm not living for anybody else. I'm not focusing on anybody else. I'm living for myself. I also said that no one is gonna move on from it for you, though. I will say this, because I talked about this a little bit, but for me personally, when I first went through this, I was finding every facet, every outlet I could to distract myself from the hurt that I was feeling. It was my first big heartbreak. It was my first time experiencing any type of really resentment and anger towards somebody, because I've never hated anybody in my life. Growing up, I was peeved at people, I was annoyed at people, but I never felt like I had a reason to hate somebody, that somebody had done me dirty enough to be like, oh, I hate you, until this situation where I was just like, because I loved that person so much, you know, as a friend, platonically, I loved that person so much that love and hate is a very fine line, that when I went through all that heartbreak, I immediately was like, I hate that person. And that was such a hard thing for me to learn. But no one is going to move on from it for you. You have to do it yourself. And you can try to find these facets and these outlets and these excuses of, you know, just letting people, what's the word, distract you from it. But eventually, you're going to have to sit with yourself. You're going to have to realize, you're going to have to look for the underlying reasons that this is happening. And this is where faith comes in. Faith and forgiveness are tied hand in hand, because you have to have faith in God, in the universe, in whomever, that these things that you have to forgive people or things for is happening for a reason. You know, most of the time when we go through heartbreak or hurt or whatever, we are like, why me? Why me? I'm so unlucky. Realize that every single thing that happens to us is in order to help us grow. Everything. Have faith in that. So when I realized that, I was honestly talking to you guys and the episodes that I talked about it with you guys, which is also an ironic thing because talking about it almost got me in trouble, but talking about it and just feeling so full of life and realizing the moral of the story is what led me to forgive a lot easier. So I wanted to end this out by saying how you forgive is to first know yourself, to remind yourself of your purpose in life, to remind yourself of what you are meant to do in life. And that is what I've learned a year later, is that forgiveness has, once again, nothing to do with them and absolutely everything to do with yourself. And it's not like, oh, if I forgive them, then, you know, they get to live a happy life. If they're not in your life, then like, you already should be like, if you feel healed from it, you already should be wishing them well. And if you don't wish them well, wish them growth and healing. But once you feel like you've truly forgiven someone, you realize that it's all for yourself, because I knew who I wanted to be in life. My best version of myself, the person that I love the most, is Little Miss Sunshine, which is my Instagram bio. It is somebody who loves sharing light, loves being a happy girl. And going back to when I was telling you guys, when I was resentful and angry, that was such a dark period for me, because I was shying away from who I truly am, which is Little Miss Sunshine, the girl who loves being happy. So to end out this episode, I want to remind you that healing takes time. Forgiveness takes time. It is only a year later that I've realized how happy I am in my life and how much that has helped me grow. And your year will come. Your time will come. It might take a while. Don't feel frustrated. Don't feel angry. don't feel embarrassed, you know, don't feel like you have to compare yourself to other people and be like, oh, well, they feel healed. Cause I promise you, you do not know what's inside their brain. They still might think about it to this day and you just don't know it. They still might be hurt over it and you don't know it. Wish them well, wish them healing, wish them happiness. Because once you feel like you've healed and you feel happiness and you feel growth, the best thing to do is to wish that on them as well, because it's an amazing feeling to feel healed, honestly, genuinely. And that is the end of this episode. I hope you took something out of this. This was a very sentimental episode, actually. I didn't think that it was going to be that emotional, but I'm very, very, very proud of myself this year. This is the first year in my life, genuinely, that I've changed so much, and all glory to the universe, to God, and to my growth, because this was not something I could have done by myself. You know, I had a guiding hand in all of this. I had, you know, strength to continue. And I just feel like I'm very, very proud of myself. And genuinely, I want to say thank you to you guys. Thank you to the podcast. Thank you to the Lucky Girl community. Because without even knowing it, you guys have genuinely changed my life. You guys have helped me grow in so many ways. And I hope that I can do the same for you. Make sure that you are, you know, downloading the episode. Make sure that you guys have your downloads on. Make sure that you are leaving a 5-star rate and review. Listen to the podcast. Watch the YouTube channels. Follow me on Instagram. And just continue to be a part of my life, because I love you guys. And I am your biggest fan. Thank you for being here. I hope you have the best week of your life. I will see you next Sunday with a brand new episode of the Lucky Girl Podcast. I love you. And remember to always, always, always stay lucky.